After Seattle elected Ed Murray mayor in the fall, a round of political musical chairs began. Ed Murray left the Washington State Senate. Representative Jamie Peterson moved over to the Senate, and that left Peterson's seat in the House up for grabs.
And I saw the race shaping up, and I thought, you know, these openings don't come very often, and what an inspiration it would be to get to represent this district in Olympia.
That is Brady Walkinshaw, the guy who assumes Jamie Peterson's House seat today as the state legislature convenes. KUOW's Deborah Wong has this profile of Walkinshaw.
Chances are you've never heard of Brady Walkinshaw. First of all, he's only 29 years old. He'll be the second youngest person serving in the legislature. He's never run for or held public office. And for the last few years, he's mostly been working on projects in East Africa as a program officer for the Gates Foundation. Walkinshaw lives in a one-bedroom condo on Seattle's Capitol Hill. It's a far cry from where he came from.
I grew up on a mountain, and my parents had about 20 acres. You know, we had paths through the backwoods to get to friends' homes, and I also had a go-kart, which was very useful in getting to visit friends in the neighborhood.
Those 20 acres were in a rural part of Whatcom County near the Canadian border. When he was a kid, the town of Everson had a population of less than 1,000 people. His mom, Vicky, emigrated with her family from Cuba. His dad, Charlie, is from an old Seattle family, so old that two great-grandfathers had peaks named after them in the Olympic Mountains. The Walkinshaws say their son showed an interest in politics even before kindergarten, when he wanted to dress up as George Washington for Halloween.
I just have vivid memories of him organizing books on the floor in states and trying to figure out where capitals were.
When he was about 4 or 5, his passion was Playmobil, and he would set up his little Playmobil people, and they were different nations in the world, and he would hop from one nation to the other and visit his different people.
Walkinshaw was class president in high school, also prom king. He organized food drives and tutored the children of migrant farm workers. Later, he attended Princeton and served as a Fulbright Fellow, where he started a nonprofit that focuses on promoting youth leadership in the slums of Honduras.
Yeah, in high school, if people were to have guessed of who in our class was going to be in, like, political office, it would have been Brady.
That's Walkinshaw's best friend, Jacob McKissick. McKissick says Walkinshaw was really popular in school. He connected with a lot of different kinds of kids, but he was also unusual in a couple of ways. Walkinshaw was liberal in a town that was pretty conservative. He was half Latino and bilingual in a town that was mostly white. And he was gay at a time when there were no openly gay people at his high school. Even Jacob McKissick, his best friend, didn't know.
You know, I can't imagine what he was like going through being in such a very conservative rural town. It's awful thinking about that. But looking back on it, I mean, some of the friends that he had might have not have been his friend if he would have, you know, been out and open with a lot of the things that he was going through.
Walkinshaw says it was hard. He regrets not coming out sooner than he did, but it just didn't seem like a choice he could make.
There were not role models who made me think that was an option. And it wasn't until I got to college in a really different environment in central New Jersey that I realized that was an option. And I saw other people who were positive role models for me that I think let me come out later on in life when I did, while I was 21, 22.
Walkinshaw says he would have liked to have been one of those role models in his hometown of Everson, a town he says has become much more accepting of gays and lesbians since he was in high school. In the legislature, Walkinshaw will be occupying a seat that's been held by a gay man since 1987. That's when Cal Anderson was appointed to the post, making him the first openly gay state legislator. Walkinshaw says he'll bring a focus on civil rights and social justice to the job. Those are values that are deeply held in his urban district. But he says he will also go to Olympia with a deep understanding of the values of rural Washington. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.